Just released tapes show the government knew how bad Katrina might be. FEMA's Michael Brown led the teleconference.
Everyone, let's go ahead and get started. It's noon. We have a lot of business to cover today.
President Bush visits Afghanistan, first president to go there since Eisenhower.
We're making progress dismantling Al-Qaeda.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Harley Carnes. Federal officials, including the president, were briefed about how bad Hurricane Katrina might be. Former FEMA Director Michael Brown.
We're making progress of dismantling Al-Qaeda.
My gut was that this is a bad one and a big one, and you heard Max's comments. I still feel that way today.
This is what Hurricane Center Director Max Mayfield told them.
I don't think anyone can tell you with any confidence right now whether the levees will be topped or not. But that's obviously a very, very grave concern.
Mississippi and Louisiana officials were in on that briefing. President Bush gave assurances.
I want to assure the folks at the state level that we are fully prepared to not only help you during the storm, but we will move in whatever resources and assets we have at our disposal after the storm to help you deal with the loss of property, and we pray for no loss of life, of course.
Those tapes come from the Associated Press, which obtained them from the White House. The tapes clearly show FEMA and Homeland Security thought they were ready for a worst-case Katrina, but it took days and days to get help where it was needed most. And after the storm, on ABC's Good Morning America.
There is frustration, but I want people to know there's a lot of help coming. I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
It'll be years in the coming back from that storm and Rita that followed. President Bush on the road again, stopping first in Afghanistan.
I hope the people of Afghanistan understand as the democracy takes hold, you're inspiring others. And that inspiration will cause others to demand their freedom.
The president is in New Delhi, India for a formal state visit now, 3 days long. Before he got there, 100,000 angry Muslims jammed at the city's streets, shouting death to America. His agenda for the India visit, CBS News correspondent Bill Plant.
The U.S. is hoping during this visit for an agreement on a civilian nuclear power program for India, but India would first have to open some of its reactors up to inspection, and so far there's no deal.
Mr. Bush plans to stop in Pakistan on Saturday on his way home. Sectarian violence in Iraq has killed another 30 or more Sunnis and Shiites today in fighting that has put mosques on the list of targets for attack. Iraqi military officials have not yet managed to get a handle on it. There is no law against digging in the ground or even making a tunnel. There are lots of laws against smuggling people or drugs. Some in Washington now say we need a law against border tunneling.
40 tunnels, one under the border with Canada, the rest Mexico, have been discovered in the past 5 years. And California Senator Dianne Feinstein says these aren't little tunnels.
It goes down up to 90 feet. It's 6 to 8 feet tall. It has ventilation.
But while smuggling drugs through it is obviously a crime, building the tunnel is not, something Feinstein and California Congressman Adam Schiff want to change.
The people who build this tunnel and tunnels like it ought to go to jail.
The group is also suggesting Mexico pass a similar law to better go after those who want to go under the border. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The latest consumer reports car report is out. CBS News correspondent John Harchie says only one American make, Mercury, cracked the top 10.
After a staff of 22 subjects new cars to over 50 tests, Consumer Reports picks the best vehicles in different size and price classes. For example, among sedans under $20,000...
The new Honda Civic, roomy, very comfortable.
Auto Test Director David Champion says Honda products grab 5 of the top 10 spots, including best family sedan, the Accord. Subaru is tops in 2 categories, including most fun to drive, the WRX.
You don't really need to forego sort of practicality to have sports car performance.
Two Toyota Toyotas are in the top 10, and one upscale Nissan, the Infiniti M35. John Harchie, CBS News.
Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University say there's good reason to keep your cell phones and laptops off during critical phases of an airline flight. Your electronics may very well interfere with the cockpit radios. The reason? The antennas for those radios might be just over your head on the outside of the airplane.